Hi there. I've had a great outpouring of love and support for the podcast, and many of you want more. So I wanted to bring you a short cast, a shorter episode, to talk about the things that are important to you. Let's get started. Hi there. I'm Dr. Keo. And I wanted to come with a short cast today. Something that's been sitting with me for a couple of days. I was talking to my mentor, and he said something that stuck with me. He said that we have to be as good of a student as we are a teacher. And this resonated with me for a couple of reasons. The first is that we are lifelong learners, right? Learning doesn't just stop because we're not in a formal classroom or that we're sitting in front of someone trying to learn something intentionally, right? So we're always learning formally and informally. But when we forget that there's always something to learn and unlikely places to learn these things, then we stop growing, right? So we stop our own development. So merely being in an academic setting does not mean we are learning and growing. It's not like there's learning by osmosis where we can observe and imitate someone's behavior, because quite frankly, there are some bad actors and bad behaviors that are exhibited and rewarded in academic settings that we do not want to imitate. I've seen many in academia stop learning and growing. And this is not only detrimental to ourselves, but also our colleagues and students and our higher education spaces. There's so much going on in the world with the cutting of DEI initiatives, human rights violations, and the cap on our knowledge. We must be proactive in our efforts to stay current and informed. We must also strive to create a culture of growth where our colleagues and students can feel safe to take risks and explore new ideas. We must remain committed to learning and growing so that we can create a better future for everyone. And this work is not done in isolation. It takes a radical act of listening and reflection to commit to this type of work. The work that pushes us to remember over and over the abundance of wisdom that is available to us, the creative energy that is in and between everything around us. We must be willing to be open to the unknown and trust that we can find the answers that we seek. We must be willing to come together and collaborate. Come together and unite to create a more sustainable and equitable spaces. If we don't do this through our commitment to being lifelong learners and our commitment to advancing knowledge together, then we have done ourselves a disservice. We've done our students a disservice and higher education communities a disservice as well. Right? So I understand that many of us are in academic settings that don't contribute to our well-being, and that many of us are merely just trying to survive in some of these settings. We've been caught up in the ways of doing that violate our own dreams and seemingly appeal to us to betray ourselves and our visions and what is possible for a number of reasons, right? So it could be the promise of a paycheck. It could be the promise of tenure, publications and accolades. Heck, it could be because this is all we know. I understand that, and that resonates with me. But considering the role of an academic, considering our role, of course, it's not just one size. It's not just from one perspective. It's very multifaceted. But the role of an academic entails a number of things, but largely to provide strategic direction, to promote academic excellence, and to foster a positive and inclusive academic culture. Then if that's the case, it is essential for us to take a step back and reflect on our own learning process. How Our process shapes our thoughts, actions, and behaviors, and the narrative that we embody from those experiences as well. We should also consider how our experiences can help us to shape the experiences of all of those in the academic spaces and help them to reach their full potential as well. This is the unsexy work, but it's the very necessary work to be reflective, to challenge our assumptions, to be open to learning from others so that we can heal ourselves. So what does this look like? There's no single model or one best practice. The way to do this is to ground in who we are and the gifts that we bring. And we do this, of course, in connection with others. We cannot do this in isolation. If you're joining us on this journaling journey, then I invite you to a couple of prompts that I've been sitting with this week. And to reflect on them if they resonate with you. So the first is, what narratives are you holding on to that do not serve you well? The second is, who are you in the academic space? What does it look like to be the person that you aspire to be? Does this academic space resonate with who you want to be or who you aspire to be? And then what do you need to learn or unlearn to embody your abundance of wisdom? Right? So if you are journaling with us, then those are three that I've been sitting with, and I invite you to sit with them and journal on them as well, if they resonate with you. But we are lifelong learners, and being as good of a teacher as you are a student takes practice and takes intentional reflection. So I pray that you are well. I hope that you are well on this journey, well-intentioned, but also well-balanced as well. So we have a lot of good things coming up with CNN Slate. And I invite you to head to the website, www.cnnslate.com, and check out all the things that we have coming up. We have the Mindful Scholar program that's opened for just a short amount of time for those who are passionate about the projects that they're seeking to finish and want to do it, want to create consistently, and want to create with community. We have Mindful Scholar that is opening. We also have the Visioning Experience that's coming up here every quarter. So the next one is March 22nd. So join us for that as well. The links are on the website. And then we also have the Success Saturdays. So join us for Success Saturdays, and you'll get a sneak peek into some of the work that we do with CNN Slate and in the Mindful Scholar program as well. And it's just setting you up to write, think, and plan, and to be successful on this journey ahead. So with that being said, I hope to see you soon. I hope you got something out of that. And if you like these shortcasts, please share them with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram or Facebook, you can tag us at Sienna and Slate, because we love connecting with all of you.